No, not important.
Well, a lot of the film is you being intense about how great rock and roll is. And I loved so many of those lines, especially things like, now we lift a goblet to rock.
The goblet to rock, yes.
And I wondered if you, did you ad-lib that stuff? I would think you'd have it all down from your years preaching the gospel of rock in your band, Tenacious D.
Yeah, well, it is my specialty. And there was some ad-libbing when it came to the jamming scenes where I'm actually, like, you know, working with the kids on certain moves and stuff. Richard Linklater, the director, likes to do a lot of rehearsals and improvisation, and a lot of stuff came out of that. But for the most part, you know, when stuff seems like improv, it's just because Mike knows my voice and writes really well for me, and it seems like it. But the Goblet of Rock was mine. I'll take that.
Now, in the film, you see these kids. They're 10 years old, this class. You're substitute teaching. You see these kids in their music class playing orchestral instruments, and they're really talented, and you decide for your own reasons to redirect their talent to rock. Now, were the actors themselves, the children, classically trained musicians?
Yes, especially the kid who plays Lawrence. His name's Robert Tsai. He actually had played some big concerts in front of a lot of people. He's 10 years old. That was important to Linklater, that he get these great musician kids, because there's nothing worse than going to a movie where people are playing instruments and then they're not really playing them and you can tell.
Right, the equivalent of lip syncing on their instrument.
I mean, exactly. Having said that, I don't actually play all of my guitar solos. I can't believe I've worked my way into my own trap. But
I was just going to ask you, so why not?
No, I'm not that good on guitar. I'm the least talented of the entire cast on their instruments. I play power chords in my band. And also, I've never played electric guitar. I'm always acoustic power chord guy, and I leave all the solos up to Kyle. So then, you know, there's these face-melting solos that I'm supposed to play, and if you watch the film closely, you'll see I disguise my hands really, really well. Uh-huh. I'm constantly moving and swirling. And if, you know, we're going to perform the song on some talk shows, and I'm a little concerned, because when it gets to my guitar solo in the song, my plan is to do a ventrilo solo, and something I invented where basically I do the solo, I sing the solo, but I don't move my lips and I keep my fingers moving. I'll give you a taste of it. Now, I need to, my throat's a little hoarse right now.
And hard on the radio, I think, to pull this off.
Well, you can't see the incredibleness of my non-moving lips.
Exactly. How much air guitar did you play in school, in front of a mirror?
Plenty. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember when I first heard, Eruption, the Eddie Van Halen guitar solo on Van Halen 1. Huh. I remember feeling like, it almost made me cry. I thought it was so beautiful and hard rocking at the same time. And I felt at the time, no one, including Eddie Van Halen, appreciates this song as much as I do. And later on, I found out that everyone kind of feels that way about certain music.
Maybe not that Eddie Van Halen.
Maybe not.
Solo.
Maybe I really... Oh, come on. No, don't underestimate Eruption. That has touched many lives. And I love... You know, I have an appreciation for all kinds of music, but, you know, the metal, the heavy metal is definitely my roots.
Was that one of the first albums you got?
No. The first album I bought... the first heavy metal album I bought was Ozzy Osbourne, Blizzard of Oz.
Okay. And did that change your life?
It did indeed, because before that it was all Styx and Journey. And I don't even know what category of rock that is. It's not really prog rock. It's not progressive so much as